Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight. And it's Wednesday night, but this is open mic. And we apologize for last night's mix-up and blame it on the blog, because that's where it is. So tonight, we bring you the open mic that should have been last night. And, you know, you can talk about anything you want. I'll try to get an engineer in here and get a couple of calls. Did you hear that item on the news? Very, very distressing, very alarming, about this company, big company. I don't even want to mention their name because I don't like what they're doing. It's a big company that develops drugs and products and all that. The big one. I'm sure you know who they are. But they appealed to the court, the Supreme Court, to try to get an appeal and get out of paying millions of dollars on a case that they obviously lost. And the court would not accept their appeal. So it looks like they're going to have to pay the money out to the victims. Now, the thing that really bothers me, how can the government, FDA and all that, and other branches that are responsible for people's safety, how can they let a company like that, that has released cancerous substances and victims and lawsuits, how can they let a company like that develop a vaccination? I mean, that's appalling. That's outrageous. How can you trust a company like that? They should be barred from ever developing anything to help people. So, and this was the company that had that mishap in the lab, I believe. You know, where they were sharing the lab with other people and the vaccine got contaminated. How do you know that that cancer-causing substance is still not around in that lab, is still not being used? I mean, you don't know anything. You're not there. You're not an authority, a chemist, you know. You don't know what they're allowing them to do in those labs. I mean, obviously, there is, according to the news, more contamination because the vaccine was contaminated. So this is what you got to deal with. I got an email from an interesting guy who got some information out of Ottawa, Canada, a remedy for kidney disease, you know, and that's up in Canada. And he said the doctors here in this country don't recognize it. They don't know anything about it. They don't want to know anything about it. And this guy was told he needed a transplant or he needed to be on dialysis for the rest of his life. Well, he gave me an attachment with a website, so I don't know what the substance or substances are. But I do know that there's a lot of natural cures for liver and kidney disease and all other organs. And obviously he stumbled onto one. So he was saying that in the email that he's so glad that he did, changed his whole life around. And we're saying that this guy in Canada, an older guy, who turned him on to this cure. And it has really helped him, and supposedly now he doesn't need a transplant or to be on dialysis. So there's all kinds of things that are being prejudiced by the medical profession. And they need to wake up, and they need to start looking in to the cures for people's health that have been around for thousands and thousands of years, way before the AMA started. You know, because people deserve better. And they need to stop being interested in just the money, because that's all it is. I mean, what? Somebody told me, I heard a few months back, some drug for cancer, $1,000 a pill or whatever it was. That's crazy. So it's all about money, making money and you know, trying to keep people away from the natural cures. Hey, Inner Sight, open mic. Wednesday night, yeah. We missed it last night, so we're here with the open mic. And if you call in, you know, keep it clean and turn down your television, radio, whatever it is you got, video, iPad, whatever in the background that can distract, you know. And turn it down. We thank you for that. Yeah, so brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopting Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady on the Big East. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Go an extra mile for a child. We remember Corey, Avante, little Tommy, and Ollie Campbell, just to mention a few. So watch out for the children. They're precious. Inner Sight, my buddy Anthony Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. And our deepest condolences for Kennedy's father-in-law passed away. He beat the system. He lived to be 100. All right. That's a good sign. And, of course, no matter how old you are, there's always sadness when people die. So our deepest respect. I don't know the gentleman's name, but I'm going to ask Mr. Kennedy, and I'll put it on the air. All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Any questions about real estate, call Mr. Kennedy. Around the world, Inner Sight. And some of the friends here local, Truro Law Center, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, my buddy Sal with the Sunset Restaurant, the Islip Cleaners, contributor to Inner Sight, and all our friends who help us keep this thing going. We greatly appreciate it. There's a great need for this show. I'll tell you something. There's no other program where you can hear these things talked about, like tomorrow night's show. The independent living centers are making us dependent on the system. It's so true. What are they doing? You know, they're making you go through the system and use it and keep using it and keep using it. You have to depend on it. Tomorrow night, we'll tell you how that shouldn't be. We'll tell you about a better way, the inner sight way. All right, open mic and SuttonInsurance.com. Good Mojo Printers have helped us. I want to thank the Long Island Sign people here local in Sayville for their donation. They donated a sign to us for the art show that's coming up on Friday, local. And for a $10 donation, you can pick out a free handmade gift in front of the Paper Doll Gold Store, Paper Doll right here on Main Street in Sayville, New York. We don't get rained out. All right, inner sight. And, oh, by the way, I want to thank the owner of the Paper Doll, Dominique, for giving us the opportunity. Greatly appreciate it. All right. So if you're in Sayville on Friday, Long Island, stop by the Paper Doll. See some beautiful artwork. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And we appreciate all our listeners. We went over 107,000. So we're moving up. Our next goal is 110,000. Just keep piling them on. We love it. Yes. Let's see. Oh, don't forget Friday night at the Funnies. Yeah, we're going to have some weird fun around here on Friday, as we always do. Louie will be here. And, of course, some of our regulars, Jimmy Dinnigan. Oh, Friday night, Janie wants to get married. I'll never forget this in school, you know, where Janie got on this kick. Janie was totally blind, by the way. Got on this kick. She was all of 12, I guess, and she was going around saying she's getting married. Tell you more about that Friday night on the Inner Sight Funnies. Yeah. All right. Around the world, if you want to take note of the number, we'll try to get some call, 213-816-1650. And, you know, if you call in, try to avoid a cell phone, a speakerphone. Usually better reception on the landline. All right, open mic on Inner Sight. And it's really amazing how certain information is not given out. You know, for instance, how many people did the state, and we'll take New York, but it could be any state, how many people did they refer recently for service dogs to the schools? Now, the Commission for the Blind checks you out with mobility, and they give a report to the school. So how many people, here's information you cannot Google. You won't find it up there. How many did the state refer to the service dog schools? And of those people, how many have been denied a dog? Now, you see, that kind of information is not privy to the public. But you really need that kind of information to bring about rights for people. You know, you don't have to disclose anybody's name or anybody, just the number. The number. You know? And that should be made available to the public, to the legislators, to the advocates, to people who want to improve these guide dog schools. See, that's the biggest problem with the guide dog schools. They're not improving. They're staying the same way. You know? There's always room for improvement. But these service dog schools aren't doing it. So that's one of the goals of InnerSight. And that information is very important and should be immediately dispensed by the governor's office. And he can find out. Because people have been sent through the state, through the governor's office. He's the overseer of the whole. He's the overseer of the whole thing.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I'm right. What did I say?
You're right about the governor and the service dogs. They should be overseeing it, and they should also release the information that they have about the guide dogs and what, you know, certain programs that people, you know, have, and also how many people have gone through the programs and not been successful.
Well, wait a minute. How do you know they weren't successful? If they didn't get their dog, that doesn't mean they're not successful.
No, I meant
maybe the agency
haven't
wasn't
been
successful.
No, I don't mean it in that sense. You're reading into it.
Well,
have not been
it.
Successful. Yeah, I am. Have not been successful in getting it from the agency that they're trying to get it from. Not that they've not been successful, you know, in terms of learning from that agency. They learned a lot. Believe me, they did. You know?
Well, they must have done something right. If you train with that dog for 3 weeks,
you've done a lot.
You've got to be doing something right.
That's correct. They wouldn't have left the dog with you. No. That's what I say, at least. Because it would have been more of a, how would you say, something that would have been like an abusive thing if they left the dog with you, if you were doing something really bad. You know?
Well, there's a lot of abuse. Now, what about the what about the dog? See, people forget this.
Yeah.
If a dog bonds with somebody for 3 weeks, that dog is attached to that person. Now,
I want to say
another statistic that we should know about, and that you cannot get. How many dogs that have bonded with people and have been separated? You know, not given to the person. How many dogs have died of a broken heart?
Many. Many.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. The agencies
now
should be putting out this information. If they want to improve their school, they got to put out the damn-ass truth.
Right. I went to this past week, okay, I went to, because I wanted to see what type of dog I wanted to, what it could get from the rescue. Because I didn't have a clear image of what I wanted. And now I really know what I want because I saw doodles. Okay, I wanted to see the different doodles. And boy, were they expensive in a pet store. Really expensive.
You don't buy a dog from a pet store.
No,
I
didn't.
I
just went to the pet store to see their personality right in the beginning, what they're like, right? So, oh my gosh, I know I don't want a golden doodle because they're all over the place. The Labradoodle actually had a better personality. They were more focused. And I got an idea that, you know, I remember the Australian Shepherd and the Doodle as being extremely smart, and I was right. But now there was also something called the Bernese Mountain Dog and the Doodle. That dog was so compassionate, Frank. There was one dog there. I wanted to take that damn dog home right away, but I don't know. He's still a young dog. He's like too young for me. But I sat there. I wish I could have just waited for him the whole time. He
what,
bonded
too
with
young?
Me. 4 months.
No, that's not too young. That's good. That's a puppy. You can teach
yeah,
him.
He's a puppy. I can, yeah. And he was very smart. And he loved me right away. He knew I had a problem immediately. He did. He went to every
Well, if you
park.
Believe that, that's the kind of dog you want.
I know, but you know how much money he is? Oh, my God. He's $6,500. I can't afford
crazy.
That.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You got to look for a dog like that in a rescue.
That's what I need. Yeah. But there's none around us. I went and looked like that.
I would never buy a dog from a pet store. Never.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
You don't
but
know
I
where
know
that dog came
two,
from or what they did or
two
anything.
Type, exactly. Two types of things I would look for is a Bernie Doodle, they call it, and an Australian Shepherd, they call that an Australian Doodle, or just a plain Australian Shepherd. They're very smart and very calm, I noticed. Very smart and very calm.
Yeah,
you need
Australian
that.
Shepherd's a good dog.
And they're a very good dog. I sat there petting that dog. Both of the Australian Shepherd and the Aussie Pooh actually sat with those two dogs and the Bernie. Oh, my God, I found what I wanted. So that was the best thing I could do to myself that really, number one, you know, made me know what I really wanted. We saw so many dogs in the past, but they weren't really, you know, for me. Now, the Aussie Doodle, they don't call it poo. They call it the Aussie Doodle. Anyway, there's two different types, a standard and a mini. I know I didn't want the mini because he doesn't grow larger than 20. Okay, 20 pounds. That's too small. But the larger can grow anywhere from, I think, 40 to 60. So it's a wide range. So I'm like, oh, great, I could get a 40. Is that the weight one of your dogs were?
No.
Too small, right?
I never had a dog
lower than
under 60 pounds.
Yeah, see? But I don't know if I could hold on to something that's too heavy. You know what I'm saying? I'd have to be able to hold on to that, or I have to put it on a mount on my wheelchair, which I'm thinking of doing too. You know, just in case. I don't want to take a chance of losing grip, you know. Put that on there in addition to me holding on to it, you know, just as a, you know, a safety measure, you know, because if I lose grip, at least that will hold it, you know?
All right, Inner Sight, or how about do the Able News?
Yeah. Okay. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community in the past 30 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
And don't forget to sign up for our petitions. We've got two of them. The one on the nursing home and the one on the service dog schools. And a new goal for both of them. New goal. A million signatures by the 4th of July.
Oh, God, I hope so.
It's going to take a miracle.
It will. So, and you know what? It's possible. We just have to really... Yeah, it is possible. Who knows? They are miracles.
Well, we have the attention of the Associated Press now. Wouldn't it be really cool...
Yeah?
Stop interrupting. Wouldn't it be really cool if we could get a million signatures by the time they orchestrate their story?
That'd be nice.
Boy, that would help.
That would be great.
So we'll have to see, we'll keep on until we get a million. No matter how long it takes, who cares?
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic 213-816-1650, if you want to call in. And, I ride the Long Island Railroad, Long Island, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really outraged to hear this, that the Long Island Railroad is pushing the vaccine.
Kidding me.
You can go to...
That's crazy.
You can go to Penn Station, Pennsylvania Station, New York City... And I'm not going to give you the details because I'm not into this crap, but you can get vaccine through the Long Island Railroad at Penn Station. My advice to people, stay away from it. First of all, Penn Station is dirty, filthy.
Mm-hmm. So they haven't actually... rented a spot inside, like a area?
I don't know what they did. I don't really want to know because I don't want to be
curious.
A part of it.
I'll go and check it out if you want me to.
If they donated $15 million to Inner Sight so we could change this system, then I'd advertise them.
Yeah.
But other than that, get away from me with this stuff, man. This is crazy. Anyway, it really bothers me that they'll advertise this stuff and they won't make things accessible. There's a big lawsuit against the Long Island Railroad for non-accessibility.
Oh, yeah, that I know. I should go on it because a few times I've fallen off and into the the divide and got scared that things were going to move and I was not going to be happy with the outcome. I panicked, to be honest.
Yeah, the whole thing is crazy, and yet they'll promote putting poison into people. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Anybody on the line?
Hold on, let me check again.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Oh, sorry.
All right.
I moved to another page, and I look. There was two people on. One looked like Maureen, and one looked like, and it might be Caroline, but she's not put in to, she wants to listen. I don't know if she wants to talk yet.
All right, Inner Sight, let's take a phone call. We got Maureen from Queens?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right,
oh,
on open
so
mic.
Does, we got a whole group now. Hello. All right. Now we got, since I actually refreshed everything, Danny wants to talk, and let's see. There's a number, I don't know if you recognize it. Let me just say It starts at 631-383, and that's all I'm saying of it because I don't want anybody to know the number.
All right, let's take a quick call from Maureen, and then we'll go down.
Okay, we'll go on to Danny because Danny's in the system too. All right, hang on. Here comes Maureen.
Inner Sight Live.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, what's that noise?
I don't know. I just heard it since I went on here. It wasn't on before that. Is it gone now? I think it's gone.
Yeah, what was it? It's gone, yeah.
I don't know. I have
That's
no
weird.
Idea.
It sounds like a fire alarm.
Yeah. It's Maureen the fire alarm today.
It's an inside joke, Susan.
Yeah, exactly.
You can tell. I'll tell Frank another time.
I'll
make it quick because there's other callers. So I get to the nursing home today, and I promised my mom I'd bring her her little mini muffins and her a couple cans of Pepsi because she wanted soda the other night. And, of course, you can't get to the dietitians because you call and nobody answers and you leave a message and nobody calls back. So I get there and, oh, no, you can't bring food in.
No,
now, God forbid, you know, you have anything that could make somebody a little happy after their almost year and a half of hell. But the lady in Dry Harbor can't bring her mother anything either. Sorry, Susan.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. That's what happened with me.
Yeah. So I said to my mom, you know, I'm sorry I can't give you your muffins or your soda. So this is what she says to me. That's okay. All I want is you.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful, actually.
It is. It really is, you know. It really is. So hopefully we're getting this whole thing settled, I hope.
Yeah.
You know, and because
she
just wants
mail
out
them,
so bad.
Like, from another area, like mail it or no?
They don't want you to bring any food in because, you know. You know.
I don't understand.
Oh, we never let people bring food in. Hello, I used to go every other week with her cake and her soda and...
No, that's BS.
So
when
is she getting out of there?
Your guess is as good as mine, Frank. Hopefully
I thought you
soon.
Had a date.
We had a date. Everything keeps changing. Now she's back to char. It could happen before the first even. So, I don't know.
Get your butt in the other place and just...
Sooner the better. Get her out of that damn place.
Yeah, get her.
I know. Yeah, because she... I hate it here. And then we were sitting a little closer today than we usually had been. I said to the girl, can I touch her? Oh, yes, she said. I said, you know, I haven't been vaccinated. Oh, no, you can't do it. This is crazy. This is nuts.
I told you that was going to happen. Nobody listened to me. That's
absolutely.
What's been happening to me when I go places at the doctors and everything. Mm-hmm. They ask the first thing, have you been vaccinated? I said only once. And then they said to me, go get the second vaccination. You have to wear your mask.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when
nobody
health freeze is over. So when she gets out, the mask is, you know, not going to be mandated because at home you don't have to be vaccinated. So, I mean, she had the virus.
She had two, didn't she? She had two.
Yeah, she had the virus. She had two
shots.
So
she doesn't have to wear a mask. You're the only one who does.
Yeah, she does. In the nursing home, she does, yes.
Well, that's
how do you know the
person? While we're visiting, she does.
Yeah, because you didn't have the vaccine. That's the only reason she's wearing a mask.
Yeah, how do you know the person who says to you, have you been vaccinated? How do you know they've been vaccinated?
Exactly. Yeah, because they weren't all getting it. No, but she has to wear the mask anyway.
Yeah. People who are dealing with anybody like that, Frank, they have to give their personnel people the card. The card looks so stupid.
I can't read that card.
Neither can I.
Yeah,
Maureen
but all of them
aren't going to
get
back.
You
probably
can't
read it.
None of them.
Even though I have the card, I can't read it either. But because that's all that I have.
That doesn't mean
a lot of them
weren't
going to
get
that. I know.
Yeah.
But what do you say? It's all light color. Okay, you don't even know that there's ink on it. All right? It's written with regular pen. It's not written with 2020 pen even. It's just so lame. It's not thick enough, the ink that's on there. It's not written in capital letters, Frank. It's not large enough to be for anybody to see. And it's not in Braille, period. You know?
Yeah.
Susan,
one quick,
anyway,
you said that's why she has to wear the mask. Why was that?
Why she has to wear a mask? You haven't.
No, I thought you said that's why she has to wear it.
Yes. Yes.
Why?
Because you haven't gotten the vaccine.
But I'm wearing two masks.
That's right. Yes. That's why.
But they
you
didn't
have
know
to wear
that when she came down with the mask, because they thought she was. Because they asked me then after, and this was pretty much at the end.
Right.
Oh, you didn't have, so, you know what I mean? So
I know a guy who wore four masks, and he died from the virus.
There you go.
I don't doubt that, that's for sure, you know. It's really, it's just too disgusting. They have to stop. It's gone down. It's going away. Nobody died in New York yesterday, thank God. So,
well, actually,
you know, the numbers are good. So
a lot of people died in New York yesterday.
Yeah, just not at the COVID. Shooting, stabbing,
20,
being pushed in front of the subway.
Wait. Only 20,000 in the United States contracted coronavirus. Only 20,000 in whole. So
yeah.
I don't know how many died.
And they think that's good?
Yes.
Wait a minute, 20,000 what, yesterday?
What?
20,000 yesterday?
All those people contracted the virus, and they think that's good. They brag about that.
Yeah, but wait a minute. That was yesterday?
But tomorrow.
Yes.
Suzanne, that was yesterday?
Yes.
But we live in
yesterday.
A country of 339 million. So 20,000 is like not even a pimple on a rat's butt.
Yes, but in what we were, it was definitely an improvement.
That's right.
I don't agree with that.
Nothing compared to
I
how
think
many
it's
people
horrible
live in the
that 20,000 people got a virus. It
I
shows you
too,
that these people don't know what the hell they're doing.
Not even one person should get it, honestly. But that's aside the point. Okay?
Well,
not even one person should get the flu, period. Nobody should get any of this. Or even the common cold anymore. They know how to think.
All right,
let's
we have to take another phone call. We have callers.
Right, just the Australian doodle. The Australian doodle, Suzanne. Is that part poodle?
It's really nice.
Yeah, they're very
too.
Small.
And
they're
very
poodles.
Calm.
They're very calm.
Because of the Aussie spirit.
Right.
So I loved it.
Inner sight.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I'll talk to you later about that tomorrow. Fine. Okay.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, take care.
All right, later.
Okay, take care.
Take care.
213-816-1650. And who we got? Let's get Danny's call.
Okay.
Live on InnerSight.
Danny.
Hey,
open
guys.
Mic.
How you doing,
hey.
Danny?
I just heard you talk about the LAO. I want to tell you a funny story. I went into the city a few years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the tracks, right?
Yeah.
My one wheel was on the train. The other wheel, was
platform.
Platform?
Yeah.
I gave a guess. You've never seen a wheelchair jump so high.
That's horrible.
No,
that
it was fun.
Wait a minute, you were getting on the train?
Yeah. Which
no,
train? The subway?
Let Danny talk. You were getting on the train, and what happened?
I was getting on the train in Brooklyn, and all of a sudden, the one wheel was on the train, and the other wheel was on the platform.
Damn.
And I gave a guess.
So what did you do? What did you do?
I just give a guess. And hope that I land on the train. But I was in the middle of the... In the middle of the train and the gap.
Did you wind up... Did you go back on the platform or did you get on the train?
Got on the train. Yeah.
Dan?
I got on the train.
Yeah,
got
I got
on the train.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where was this? In Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, yeah.
Yeah. Well...
Because the conductors... They don't help you when you push that call key for the conductor. You gotta wait 25 minutes for somebody.
Wait, pardon me. I have a question for you. On the Long Island Railroad or on the train for the subway system? Because they're two different things.
On the LA.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. You're breaking up.
On the LIOR.
He's on the
railroad.
On the Long Island Railroad.
On the railroad. Yeah, okay. Well, I pushed him, and I was waiting in Penn Station, and there was a large gap one time, and they were not coming. The guy wanted to move the train and go back into the yard, and he said to me, "What's taking so long, right?" And I said, "Me, I can't get off, sir." And I said it very sarcastically. "Oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am. Oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am." He went and got a ramp. I said, "If I went in between or I tried, I would have gone down that large gap, and that would have not been nice." You know?
Well, that shows you that those trains are not safe.
No,
they're not for people with wheelchairs.
Well, if they had
have them go.
The ramp, it would have been fine. But he kept asking. I was on the other side of the train. He was in the front, and I was all the way at the back. Somebody should have stayed at the back waiting, knowing that I was there. And
No. Those trains, when that door opens, those trains should be flat all over.
Yeah.
Not just one place or one particular. No, I don't go for that crap. They didn't make the damn thing right. They did not make it right. You don't leave people like that in and out where it's dangerous and depend on somebody else. You can't depend on somebody else. You depend on yourself.
Do you know how many times I've had to depend on
myself? They don't make
it
right.
Then I said, you know what, I'm not going to do this thing with the wheelchair. I'm going to try to walk around on my braces. Then somebody else had braces on and took the chair that I needed to sit on. I went to every single car, and there was somebody with a disability in that chair. So I said, I can't be on this. I had to call my husband. I had to wait for the train after it so I could get on the train. That's what happened to me. Every chair should be like that, where I could stretch my legs and not be bound up 90 degrees with my braces, because it was like that. I could not stretch out my legs so that the 90 degrees would bother me that particular day, because all day long.
Now,
hold it.
Isn't it true that you're supposed to, when you're in a wheelchair, you're supposed to get on the train at a certain spot?
Yes.
Now that's a bunch of... That's discrimination.
It is.
That's discrimination.
Outright.
That's what they used to do to the black people in the 30s and the 40s.
Yes.
You can't come in here, boy. You got to go back or the other in the back or whatever it is. That's horrible. Every damn car should be accessible.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. I don't go for that.
Well, the best
Hell
thing
no.
is when the only thing
no
left
enforcement.
Is right near the bathroom. I don't like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that too.
You're right next to the bathroom. People say, oh, but then I could go to the bathroom. I'm like, yeah, and then when the bathroom
Well, not
up,
all the time. Not all the time.
Right.
Not every car has
right.
a bathroom.
No, not
I've
every
seen,
car
I've
has
been
a
on
bathroom.
Trains. I've been on trains where the laboratory is all the way at the other end of the train.
Right, because they don't make
and
every
And you're in
train.
The middle. What do you
right.
do?
And you're in the middle.
And you can't get through with the wheelchair. You
right.
got to go
have
to the bathroom.
Wait. Call the conductor and call the
engineer
in the front.
You should not have to
do.
Depend
mm-hmm.
on people
right.
to be safe
right.
like that. No you way. I don't agree with that.
To actually,
I don't agree
I
with that at all.
It's horrible, honestly. I can't do anything about it, but I know it's horrible.
Yeah, there's no enforcement. The law doesn't do anything about it.
No.
The politicians don't give a damn about us, obviously.
No, they don't.
Anyway, Dan, go ahead. You want to finish your story?
Yeah.
No, we... That is my story.
Oh, it is. Okay. You got stuck.
Oh, all right.
You got stuck.
So let me
oh,
ask
God.
You, Danny. Do you think that every car in the train should be accessible for a wheelchair?
Yes. Yeah.
You do, right?
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the answer.
It is.
That's the safest way. And you
yeah.
should be able to get through that train in the wheelchair.
That's right.
Just like anybody else can get through with their damn ass legs.
That's right.
If one person can get through, everybody should
that,
be able to get through. Now, on the
right.
Amtrak, you can get through.
Yeah, why can't? Yeah, I remember
What the hell
that
happened
now.
To the railroad? What, the guy die halfway making the damn thing?
I guess so.
Maybe he dropped dead.
Maybe.
But at this
he
point,
didn't finish it. What?
Wait. I always go to Jake 58. That you know, out here, right? I said, excuse me. The next person that I say, excuse me, and you don't hear me, I'm going to run
yeah.
you over.
Ah.
Boom. Done. Whoops, I'm sorry.
Nah.
Crazy.
I really,
took care of the business?
I've really done that, and people look at me saying, like, why did you do that? I'm like, well, did you move?
We're the forgotten people.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be. Should not be. No
mm-hmm.
equality, no enforcement. All right, we're going to take another call if we have one.
Yes, we do. We have Louie.
Well, what happened to
okay.
the 383 number?
They...
Thank you, Dan.
They're gone.
Right.
So I'm going to go to Louis. Take care then, okay? Thank you.
All right, let's take a call from Louis. Louis the Lip on Inner Sight Live.
Here he comes. Hey, Louis.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on a second.
There you go. That's cool. What you just did.
All right, Inner Sight.
Hey, hello, is this Frank?
Yeah,
yeah.
Frank and Suzanne.
Wait a minute. Some mistake. Yesterday was the open mic was yesterday. I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but
yesterday.
we couldn't get on yesterday.
Yeah, we had trouble.
Hey, wait a minute. Today is Wednesday, not Tuesday.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm supposed to be here. I just say Wednesday was different subject. It was Tuesday was the open mic on the Tuesday's Blog Talk Radio. And
right,
I didn't know.
We switched
I
it around
in.
This week.
Yeah, and we
oh,
wanted
switch
to
it around.
You on your toes to tell us if we were wrong or right.
What happened? Someone made a boo-boo?
No, a blog did this time. I got to speak with the blog, and I got to write an email to blog because something technically wrong. Let's put it that way.
Ah, I'm flirting too many girls lately.
Uh-oh.
You're going to get
doing?
In trouble.
Yeah, you
no,
are.
No, I didn't. No,
you
I didn't. I'm very nice to these ladies.
Let Louie talk. Go ahead, Lou.
It's third time, Lou. I'm not interrupting him. I'm interviewing him. Go ahead.
Okay,
Lou,
you can talk to
what
me.
What were you saying?
No, it's okay. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, I was flirting. I was flirting with girls. I'm flirting so much girls. I gave a little shot of the love drops. I gave it to the pretty Spanish girls and Italian girls and all that stuff. And they gave a shot. And those crazy ladies kissing me, you know. And I go crazy.
Where do you go to? Spanish Harlem?
Yeah, I was a Spanish Harlem. Sitting on my lap, I can't breathe. I got, oh, my God. I can't breathe. Sitting on my lap. And then she gave me hugging, kissy. gave a little shot of love drops and drinking. They gave. So
boy, you
got to
take the mask off.
I got to have five women at a time.
You got to take the mask off, kissy.
Yeah, no, I got to leave it on, Frank. Ladies got to leave it on.
Yeah, but you can't get kissy with the mask on.
I got to take it off.
You heard of lipstick on my collar? Well, this would be lipstick on my mask.
I got to give the song to Suzanne. Now, hold on a second, Frank. Lipstick on your collar. Tell the love drops on you. Lipstick on your collar. Tell the chin on you. Tell Suzanne Tarasi. And gives me a good hug, too. Just lipstick on Suzanne's collar. Da, 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 da.
Told a tale on you.
Told a tale on Aunt Tilly.
Aunt Tilly. Who's Aunt Tilly? You got an Aunt Tilly?
Yeah, I was in my dreams. Hey, where's Suzanne? Oh. Suzanne, where's Suzanne on the line on the telephony?
I'm here, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was making up. Lipstick on your collar, tell Aunt Tilly on you. Bet your bottom dollar bottom gonna tell on you. And lipstick on Suzanne's collar, tell Aunt Tilly
on
you.
That means I really messed up in putting it on, right?
Yeah, lipstick on his. I put lipstick on Suzanne's lips. Tell a tale on you.
How to tell a tale on me.
All right, inner sight. Open mic. And hey, Lou, don't forget to come by Friday night.
Oh, this on the telephone?
Yeah, Friday night.
Make sure I got the right day and the wrong day, you know, wrong time. I thought it was yesterday was the open mic. Today's a different subject.
Nah, we got today is the open mic.
We fooled everybody.
We sure did.
Yeah. What time is it? Your show is going to be over at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, listen, Lou, we're going to move on.
Yes.
Oh, I love you, Suzanne. You got a nice... Nice voice through the phone.
Thank you.
My hilarious
that.
Fun.
Aw, thank you.
All right, in a sight.
I appreciate that.
Open
this is
Lawyer
Rivera talking. Yeah, I'll call you on Friday. I'll make sure I get the right time and the right day.
Okay. Right.
And I'll talk to you on a Friday on the Fox.
We'll see you then.
Okay.
213-816-1650 on the open mic. And Yeah, I want to say hello to my buddy Captain Wilson, the guy who he used to be an airplane pilot, and he worked for the FAA for a while. Had a guy who had to evaluate crash scenes, and he's now disabled. We walk together. He lives out here.
Wow.
And he's a real nice guy.
That's
and I just wanted to say hello to John and his wife who live here in Sayville. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, tomorrow night show. Don't forget, Independence Day will be upon us another month. Tomorrow night,
yeah.
How the Independent Living Centers keep us dependent.
Yeah, that's true.
On the system.
Yep.
And we'll explain that and go into that. And we'll tell you how it should be. They should make us independent instead of keeping us dependent. So that's tomorrow night. And, of course, Friday is the funnies. And Janie wants to get married on Friday.
Yeah. Janie,
all right, we'll tell you about that. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And this is the open mic. And I haven't heard one word yet from the President of the United States
on disability.
How he's going to liberate the disabled.
Mm-hmm.
Not a one.
He doesn't
and
want
I don't
to.
Believe I will hear.
No, you won't.
From him either.
I think he's going to help, but not liberate, ever.
Well, I don't know how he's going to help, but
well,
anything
that's
short
he
of
said. That's what he said.
Our freedom is not acceptable, not to me anyway.
Not to me either.
And I don't believe it's acceptable to over the 100,000 listeners we have, too.
Nope. And I hope we get millions of listeners. Because if we get millions of listeners, that means we're headed towards people who will actually then sign our petitions. And I'm going to include our show in our petitions more, a link to our show. This way it could go back and forth. I was thinking about that. It was in our petitions, and I don't know. The link is not there for some reason. It just had the show, the name of the show. So I'm going to put the link back, I think.
Well, no matter how many listeners we get, we still got to have the money to pull
right.
this thing off. You can't do it without the money.
Right. And it's not like we're going to keep the money as an organization. We are immediately going to take that money and help people. That's not our style. You know?
Put a lobby in Washington. That's one of the biggest things we would do.
One of the things, yeah. And make sure that people get to keep their disability no matter what. That's the one biggest thing that you need. You need to be able to keep your disability no matter what. And I mean no
all right,
matter
Inner
what.
Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Want to thank all our listeners. Sorry about the mix-up with the open mic. And the blog has a lot to learn.
Oh,
I hope
yeah.
they wake up and start doing it.
I hope so,
all right,
too.
Thank you so
hope
much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Be with you tomorrow night on the Independent show. Very important. Everyone.
Frank, I need to talk to you after the show. So
should
be
independent.
Be please.
Tomorrow I'll be available. All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much.
Tomorrow.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.